It is October 31st, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from Friday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The World Federation of Exchanges is front-running COP27 by holding a WFE webinar. WFE Borsa Istanbul ESG Conference on Friday, November 4th, 2022, from 12 to 15 GMT. The WFE says, this conference aims to bring together academics, industry, and policymakers to discuss some of the recent industry developments in environmental, social, and governance, ESG, in capital and derivatives markets. This is a good kind of front-running, just for the record. COVID is keeping a couple of the world's top bankers from the Hong Kong Financial Summit organized by the Hong Kong Monetary Authority. Citigroup Inc. Chief Executive Officer Jane Fraser and Blackstone Inc. President Jonathan Gray tested positive for the virus, and Barclays PLC Chief Executive Officer C.S. Venkatakrishnan just decided not to come to Asia this week, including to the summit, Bloomberg reported. How the times change. When I was in high school, being called a twit was an insult. Now Elon Musk is calling himself the chief twit at Twitter in response to a question, who is the CEO of Twitter after Musk fired the previous one? And evidently being the chief twit comes with a price, as Musk's purchase of Twitter knocked $10 billion from his fortune. He is a twit. Hong Kong's FinTech Week is this week, starting today and running to November 4th. It is both in-person and virtual. Hong Kong Exchange CEO Nicholas Aguzin will be a speaker, as will SPF. The Federal Reserve Bank of Chicago is looking for applicants for its 2023 summer internship program, and the deadline to apply is November 4th. The bank is seeking undergraduate and graduate student interns for accounting, finance, business, engineering, IT, and other business areas. Here is something for the old dogs. Prime Trading is looking to hire a senior options market maker for a Chicago position. CME Group is looking to hire a senior content marketing specialist for its London office. Kathy Wang is starting a new position as Executive Director Policy Regulatory Relations at the Depository Trust and Clearing Corporation, DTCC. Previously, Wang was at the Federal Reserve Board as a financial services project leader. Gregory Todd is starting a new position as General Counsel Latin America, Co-General Counsel Europe, Middle East, and Africa at Bank of America. He's relocating to London in early November. Former Chicago Mercantile Exchange member Chris Lautenschlager has written a book, The Prosperity Loop, a wealth creation model for socially conscious leaders, their teams, and their communities, that is available to pre-order on Amazon. Chris is the CEO of Get Looped. There is an interview from August 7th with Chris titled Social Impact Authors, How and Why author Chris Lautenschlager of Get Looped is Helping to Change Our World by Yitzi Weiner on Medium.com. Another day, another vaccination. I received my flu shot on Sunday following getting my COVID booster last week. With the flu season the worst in 13 years already and COVID-19 expected to flare up over the holidays again, I wanted to be prepared. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Our MarketsWiki short of the day is Bill Looney, the champion's mindset. Bill Looney is a real Renaissance man, institutional sales trader, client service executive, jazz drummer, amateur pilot, and professional golfer. He also knows the stuff of which champions are made. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from the Financial Times. The headline: the nuclear threats that hang over the world. Even a limited strike in Ukraine would have catastrophic global effects. Quote, a nuclear war cannot be won and must never be fought, unquote. That joint statement was issued at the beginning of this year by China, France, Russia, the UK, and the US, the five official nuclear weapon states. The following month, Russia invaded Ukraine. Ever since, world leaders have been grappling with the threat that a nuclear war might indeed be fought quite soon. My comment: there is not a good outcome that involves a nuclear war, so let's keep them right where they are, tucked in their silos and bunkers. Here's a story from Reuters. Hong Kong eyes return to global financial map with summit amid talent crunch, geotension. Hong Kong aims to restore its reputation as a global financial hub by playing host to a bevy of top Wall Street executives this week, defying critics who say a talent crunch and geopolitical tension will hobble its ambition. The high-profile summit is the first in almost 3 years in the city since anti-government protests, the imposition of a sweeping national security law, and strict COVID-19 containment measures clouded its status as a premier financial center. My comment: smart move by Hong Kong. Let's see if it works. Here's a press release from Purdue University. Fast Company chooses Purdue University as brand that matters for second year in a row. For the second year in a row, Purdue University is the only university selected by Fast Company as one of its brands that matter, a list honoring companies and organizations for communicating their brand's mission and ideals with intention and authenticity. One of only 13 two-time honorees, Purdue shares this year's honor with internationally recognized brands like Nike, Salesforce.org, and Fender. My comment: Purdue's brand rocks like Fender because it just does it. Here's a story from NPR. Talking to strangers might make you happier, a study on relational diversity finds. Next time you consider striking up a conversation with a stranger in line at the grocery store or while waiting at the laundromat, keep in mind that it might be beneficial for your well-being. A recent study by a group of researchers found that there is a link between happiness and a term that researchers coined called relational diversity. Using public data from sources like the Bureau of Labor Statistics and the World Health Organization, the researchers were able to analyze data sets and survey responses from people who had shared their daily habits, schedules, and interactions. They noticed a clear relationship between relational diversity and overall levels of satisfaction. My comment: I should be one of the happiest people on earth according to this study. I am always talking to strangers. I am a stranger talker. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. After a record year, university endowment returns drop into negative territory. Endowments post their worst losses since 2009 as stocks, bonds, and other assets decline. Investment returns for university endowments have fallen back to earth after scoring their biggest gains in a generation the year before, reflecting a dramatically changed investment environment in which stocks, bonds, and other assets have sold off sharply. The endowment of Washington University in St. Louis lost 10.6% in the fiscal year ended June 30th after notching a 65% gain the prior year, the school told the Wall Street Journal, shrinking its size to $13.3 billion. Other schools that have reported big swings in their multi-billion dollar endowments include Stanford University, which lost 4.2% after gaining 40.1% previously. Brown University down 4.6% after posting a 51.5% increase, and Massachusetts Institute of Technology down 5.3% after rising 55.5%. My comment: maybe you should not feel so bad about your portfolio being down this year, assuming it is. After all, here are some of the brightest minds managing money, and their performance is negative. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Actually, there's more than three. Our top story Friday was the Wall Street Journal's SEC favors midpoint prices on investor stock trades in rules overhaul. Second was a tie among Markets Media's CME defends FCM application. Bloomberg's Hong Kong Exchange starts carbon trading platform matching rival Singapore. And MarketWatch's The Phillies Made the World Series. Is the stock market crash next? Why some see this baseball team's success as a bad omen. Third was a tie between Bloomberg's Chicago bets on quantum tech as next big thing for its future and the Wall Street Journal's stuck in a wine rut? You're certainly not alone. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first is from The Economist. Can Gary Gensler solve every problem in American finance? Everyone in finance has an opinion of Gary Gensler. To many, the chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, America's top financial regulator, is meddlesome and overreaching. Mention him in crypto circles and you invite a convoluted description of a token or project, followed by the speaker hissing, "How can that be a security?" His plans have raised the eyebrows of other policymakers, alarmed lobbyists in Washington, and panicked much of Wall Street. One bank boss sneers that his agenda is ridiculous. So broad are his aims. He must think he's an Avenger, assuming he can swoop in and fix every problem in finance. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, under Biden administration, Wall Street's watchdog fines surge. SEC levied fines totaling $2.2 billion against listed U.S. companies in last fiscal year. Wall Street's top watchdog this year collected some of its highest fines ever from firms accused of wrongdoing, underscoring the Biden administration's tougher regulatory stance. The Securities and Exchange Commission imposed 13 fines greater than $100 million on public companies during its latest fiscal year ended September 30th, up from the prior year's three cases at that level. In some other recent years, the SEC didn't level any fines that large. And then finally, here's a story from the Financial Times. ESMA's Verena Ross safeguarding the EU's financial markets. The regulator has helped guide the agency through its early turbulent days and a pandemic, but her greatest challenge lies ahead. Verena Ross struggles to put her finger on the most challenging time in an almost 30-year regulatory career that began in the UK before bringing her to mainland Europe as executive director of the EU's new markets regulator in 2011 and its chair in 2021. Was it her earliest days in Paris when the European Securities and Markets Authority was trying to expand from a 35-person startup while also shepherding the EU's markets through an unprecedented sovereign debt crisis? Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.